Woohoo!
All right.
Dine in or carry out the best Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Eastern Market. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. While you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor. Victor's the owner. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Vic.
He loves his customers as much as the corned beef. Were you saying hi to Victor, Greg?
Yep, saying hi to Victor as well.
All right, and you have a nice little tour group with you today.
That's right. Got a family there, the Chapmans, waving to them, and they're waving back at you.
Hi, Chapmans.
Yep, giving them a nice tour of the city of Detroit, and of course had to bring them up here, you know, show them the radio station, and they're enjoying and loving it and also loving the Fisher Building, too.
I was just going to say, it's the golden tower of the Fisher Building. What's not to love?
That's right.
There's some great movies out. We're not talking about Beverly Hills Cop Axel F., but I do see from Adam Graham in the Detroit News, he gave it a B, and I'm so glad that he did. I mean, I want to see it. I would want to see it anyway.
Right.
But I was worried. You know what I mean? You know that kind of worry you get?
Oh, yeah, because you still have Beverly Hills Cop 3 on your mind.
Right.
So that, yes, that would scare people.
And I have the jacket that Axel is wearing. The Lions presented me with that jacket when we carried the Lions. And the first time I walked around with it, people said, oh, that was from Beverly Hills Cop. And I thought, what are they talking about? I didn't even remember. And then when you open it up, it talks about being the Beverly Hills Cop jacket. And I see he's wearing it in the film again with the Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. But I'm glad it got a good grade, if you will.
Yes.
I do see... One that's, I remember it was a lot of fun, and I don't know if it was just because we had littler kids then or whatever, but Despicable Me 4 is out there, and you did see that.
Yeah, this one's got, you know, Steve Carell back, Kristen Wiig, and they've got their three daughters, plus they just welcome in a new member of the family, a son, who is, his main goal is just to torment his dad. Can you believe that, Paul W., a kid who wants to torment his dad?
I can't imagine a son doing that.
But all of a sudden, they are invaded by this other group led by the voice of Will Ferrell and Sofia Vergara, who really want to force them out and take over, as we always say, the world. I think we've got a clip.
Group,
let's listen.
I need a word with you. Your family's lives are at stake.
What?
Maxime Le Bal has escaped from prison.
I'm coming for my revenge, Group.
We have to get to the safe house.
It has a vending machine! I love this place!
Well, that was short and sweet. Who puts this out? Who makes the Despicable series of films?
Universal Pictures.
Okay.
Yep, it is one of theirs, and definitely, like you said, one of their big ones too, as far as you know, being a moneymaker, because everybody loves the Minions. You know, like,
and I understand there are even more Minions than ever before.
Oh yeah, there's a million Minions. I tried to say that five times.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. And especially for the audience who's meant for the kids love it. So,
but that the parents can sit through it not go crazy.
Like we always say, there's enough of that adult or grown-up humor that'll make them laugh because they'll get the inside joke.
So how many Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches?
You know what? It's the holiday weekend. Let's be good, and we'll give them 4.
Wow. Good for you.
Yep, we'll give them 4 and a little, like we always say, a little bit more aioli and also a pickle.
Oh, excellent. You're going all out. Now, I'm not familiar with this from, I guess, Netflix, A Family Affair?
Yeah, and I always tell people, don't be confused about the sitcom of the 1960s with Brian Keith and Sebastian Cabot, or the 70s song from Sly and the Family Stone. No, this has nothing to do with it. It's all about this young lady played by Joey King. She wants to move up in the movie business. And she's working for Zac Efron, who is an actor in the movie as well. But he's one of those, you know, who like really likes himself. And so somehow or another, he winds up meeting Joey King's mother, played by Nicole Kidman. And next thing you know, they fall in love. So it's all about this whole thing, you know, can daughter accept mom dating her boss and, you know, a little bit of the age difference and all like that. But it's kind of like a nice rom-com, more like Hallmark.
It's on Netflix, and it's called A Family Affair. Let's listen.
This is madness,
right?
Yeah, this is your mom and your boss. It's weird. After 2 years of being
his assistant,
I know him very well.
He's self-absorbed.
He's going to hurt her, and I will have to kill him.
See ya.
You're not Jack and Rose. Just get out of the car.
car!
Well, that's complicated.
That's right. That's right. There are a lot of funny lines in this movie, and one in particular, the young lady is with Zac Efron's character in a supermarket, and he's kind of like looking around thinking, why doesn't anybody recognize me? And Rita was watching it with me going, that sounds familiar. And I'm going, wait, whoa, I'm not that kind of guy.
Wow. There's another film out where it's the older woman and the younger man have a relationship. I can't remember what it's called.
Huh.
But it's interesting that they're getting into these different kinds of relationships that happen in real life.
Right, right. Like you said, they're changing it around. It's no longer, right, you know, older man, younger woman.
Right.
Now they're mixing it all up, which is great. And, you know, hey, Nicole Kidman, she does a great job. She does a great job. Maybe
this is the film I'm thinking of.
Oh, could be.
I don't know. But I didn't remember that the guy was the daughter's boss. I don't know. I've only gotten my toes in the pond a little bit on these. They surprise me. And that's why we have you, Greg, because you make sense of it.
Oh, thank you.
What are you and Rita doing for the holiday?
We're just going to sit in the backyard next to the pond and do a little bit of barbecuing. How about you guys?
Yep, same thing. We got the cement pond. And the grill, and we've got Mama, Mama Kettle, Earlene here with us.
Great.
And we're just going to kind of take it easy. Kids will kind of come and go, I'm hoping. I think Jamie's probably tied up with golf. Right. Natalie is out there in New York with Simple Magazine. No, wait a minute.
Oh.
What is it called? How terrible of me. Real Simple? I'm not sure. You know
I'm
the
not,
magazine.
I'm not sure. Mad's the only one I really think of. Magazine.
Which magazine?
Mad Magazine.
Okay.
That was one I learned to read off of.
I loved Mad Magazine.
No joke.
I loved it. There's no question about it. But Real Simple, I'm sure that's what it is. So meanwhile.
Yes.
Probably Sophie will be here. She's back from her study abroad.
Oh. Great.
And Adam came over yesterday. So, you know how it is. Eventually, you see all the kids. You just don't see them all together unless you call for a family vacation and it intrigues them and catches their attention. And they go, yeah, I want to do that.
Right, right.
I mean, people can relate. Anyway, thanks to you, Greg Russell, for the work you do all the time. We appreciate it. Worth seeing Despicable Me 4 at the theaters and A Family Affair on Netflix. And it was nice of you to bring the Chapmans around.
Absolutely.
So we can meet them, too.
Chapmans, you have a good time in there? They're all shaking and waving their hands. Yes. All right. Fantastic.
Okay.
All W, thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg. Best to you and Rita as we continue in Focus on WJR. Planning a trip to Mackinac Island this summer, maybe for this weekend, maybe for tomorrow, the 4th of July stone skipping with Eric the Voice Steiner. Well, there's only one way to start your adventure off right, and that's aboard Schepler's Ferry. The Schepler's crew welcomes you to experience first class. I do mean first class service offered every guest every day. Whether you're visiting Grand Hotel, Mission Point, or another island property, family-owned Schepler's Ferry departs every 15 minutes from St. Ignace and Mackinac City to get you there safely and quickly. Buy your tickets, check your departure and arrival times at sheplersferry.com. I'll welcome you aboard. I'm the voice of Schepler's Ferry on board, and I'd love to see you. Schepler's Ferry, first-class service every guest every day for over 75 years. Schepler's, S-H-E-P-L-E-R-S, Schepler's Ferry, 143 WJR.